ABC Radio Australia.
Well, with Wang Yi's visit coming just weeks after Solomon Islands signed its controversial security treaty with China, it's been revealed that a five-year action plan was sent from Beijing to 10 Pacific Island nations ahead of a foreign minister's meeting on May 30. The draft communique suggests that China will seek a region-wide deal with the Pacific nations, covering policing, security and data communications cooperation. It's prompted concern from Federated States of Micronesia President David Panuelo, who wrote a letter to 21 Pacific leaders saying the plan showed China's intent to control the region, that it threatens regional stability and should be rejected. As mentioned, though, China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi has touched down in Solomon Islands in recent hours and been welcomed by the government there. And that's where we go now, as we're joined by reporter Chris and Rita Almanu Leong in Honiara. Good morning, Chris and Rita.
Very good morning, Nick.
Now that Wang Yi has arrived in Honiara, do we know what's planned for his trip?
Yes, China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi and his high-level delegation touched down in just past midnight in Honiara. It is understood that today there'll be meetings taking place, with one in the morning with the Solomon Islands Foreign Affairs Minister and his delegation. And before him and his delegation will be paying a courtesy call to the acting Governor General, Mr. Patson Otti. Later in the afternoon, it is understood that the foreign minister will be meeting with the prime minister and cabinet before having a signing session of memorandum of understanding between both the People's Republic of China and the Solomon Islands government. And thereafter, in the evening, there'll be a joint media conference, which is planned for the local media and the Chinese media. And that also concludes the events for today.
In the lead-up to Mr. Wang's trip, very little detail was made available. Why do you think that is?
Towards the build-up or the lead to the arrival of the foreign minister, the media have not been able to access any form of information with regards to what it may look like for this trip by the foreign affairs minister. And it's something that the media are concerned about. Unlike other visits from diplomats from Australia and United States and other countries, there's been transparency compared to the one that's happening now. And that has also raised concerns, especially with the media association.
As you mentioned, some very restrictive conditions have been imposed on the press pack for this visit, such that in the press conference schedule I've seen, only one question is allowed from local Solomon Islands media at the press conference and one question from CCTV journalist, I believe. Can you talk us through these restrictions a bit more and how you feel about them?
Yes, so as I mentioned earlier on the events that will happen today following the visit, later on, the press event that is scheduled will be only it's only for a group of journalists. There's a list that's with the government communications, and they're the ones facilitating this. With this list, they've highlighted they've picked out a number of journalists from different news media outlets in Honiara, with also the Chinese media. And the interesting thing here is, as you mentioned, with the asking of questions. So in this press event, there'll be only one Solomon local journalist, indigenous journalist, asking one question to the Foreign Affairs Minister of Solomon Islands, and one from Chinese media to the Foreign Affairs Minister for China. And these are the only one question per journalist for per I mean for the local media as well as the Chinese media. And this is why the Media Association of Solomon Islands have come out strongly and have issued a PR for its members to not attend this press event, following disappointment that the media is only allowed limited access for this visit. And in this case, as you mentioned, only one journalist. But in saying that, the Media Association also believe that it's an important and historical visit for the country, and media plays a crucial role in not being able to attend and ask the needed questions is of concern at this stage.
So the Media Association is boycotting the event, as you say. What do you hope to achieve with that boycott?
With this boycott, I believe the Media Association and its members would like to stand together in solidarity for press freedom, given that Solomon Islands is a democratic country, and the Media Association or the media plays a very crucial role in upholding the democracy. And this is because of solidarity with other media outlets or who will not be able to attend this press event. And because of that, that's the stand that's been taken.
This is Pacific Beats, and I'm speaking with Honiara journalist Kristen Rita Almanu Leong. Kristen Rita, on a slightly different topic, last night this draft communique between China and a number of Pacific Island nations was leaked, and the plan has drawn strong criticism from the Federated States of Micronesia, among others. Of course, Solomon Islands has recently signed this security plan with China. What's the feeling there about this leaked draft?
Well, with regards to the leaked draft, the Solomon Islanders right now they are looking forward to this visit by the Foreign Affairs Minister from China, especially after Solomon Islands switched diplomatic ties to China and from Taiwan. And with the security pact, there has been many questions that's been going around within Honiara itself. And it's an interesting trip for this Foreign Affairs Minister to come at this time, to be able to, for the people to also know what the visit is for and what it may look like for Solomon Islanders, in particular for the security pact and the other memorandum of understandings that is also scheduled for them to sign.
Well, very interesting times ahead, and we'll be watching closely to see what happens on Wang Yi's visit there to Solomon Islands. Thanks very much for joining us, Kristen Rita.
Thank you so much, Nick.